Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast from Forest City North Church. We're a church in London, Ontario. And our hope is that this message that you're listening to will have an impact on your life. I encourage you to grab a coffee, make yourself a tea, sit back, and enjoy this message.
As many of us know, the month of May is a mental health month. It's all over this place. It's all over our radio, our social media, Facebook, the hashtags, television. We even have events in London here that are geared towards mental health. And what I love about our church is we have a value of creating a safe place to grow, a safe place to talk about these things. And I love that we're talking about this mental health issue and topic over these last couple weeks. Because many of us in the room have been affected by mental health. Whether it's personally in your own life, you've walked through that, or maybe you've walked alongside someone that you love and care for, and you've seen them walk down that path of mental health, and you've been affected by it. In some way, shape, or form, it's touched our lives in some way. Just a few weeks ago, a high school was informed that a local classmate, a fellow classmate, had taken their life due to the mental health issue. We are all impacted by it. And I love we as a church, we get to come to this place on Sunday mornings. We have home groups. We have young adult social gatherings. We have high school hangouts where we get to come and talk about the darkness and try to bring light into those moments. I love that fact about this church. Because I believe and I know we are created to do life together. We're created to do life, whether it's walking, talking, laughing in the happy moments, crying in the sorrow of the darkness. We are created to do life together with one another. We've been in this series called Renewed for 3 weeks now. And first week was awesome. We've been having some really amazing conversations in this series, Renewed. Our first week was geared towards getting rid of the junk in our minds. Really assessing our minds and pulling the junk away and really giving the work of God a chance in our minds and in our life. Week two, we talked about our real identity. It was a powerful morning. Talking about living life and understanding how God actually sees us through being redeemed, adopted, and chosen. Those three things, redeemed, adopted, and chosen. Amazing morning. What I loved about this series from week one, we've really set a tone. We've taken the dial and turned it, and we understand that we're not here to actually fix mental health. We know we can't. We know it's way harder than just coming here on a Sunday morning and talking about it, and then it's fixed. We don't want to do that. Our hope and desire and our expectation for this series is to show that there is hope within this conversation. There's hope in this mental health topic and talk and conversation on Sunday mornings. There's this great verse that we keep going back to in Romans chapter 12, and it's talking about our mind, and I love what the imagery it's been doing in my mind when we read over this and talk about it. It comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. This verse identifies that there's an outside force that is trying to force us into a mold and a pattern of life that has none of our best interests in mind. But the beautiful message of the Christian faith is about the transformation of our lives, and how that happens is through the renewal of our minds. I want us to focus this morning for the next few minutes on how we can renew our minds by creating an inner circle for ourselves. And what I want us to do is explore ways to create this inner circle. See, I think it's crucial for us today to talk about this when mental health is on the rise, because many of us are going through life where you do have really good friends, where you go for drinks and you talk about things, you gossip, you have surface level conversations where you talk about sports and the vacations and the surface level things like weather. But then there's a sense of loneliness inside. There's still this sense of loneliness inside where I can't be honest with someone. Honest about the depression. Honest about the anxiety. Honest about not being able to get out of bed on any given day. Many of us have that loneliness still, even though we have those friends in life. Whether you're getting in shape or trying to renew your mind or reach goals to succeed, we need and we have been created to do life with someone. And what's the beautiful thing about doing life together is the accountability factor comes in. I know that word accountability, it makes me squirm. To be honest, it gives me the heebie-jeebies and I don't know what to do with it, because maybe you feel the same way. It's because you've got to be open with someone. You've got to show them the dirty laundry. You got to be, this is the real me. It's scary. It's intimidating. But what's so interesting about this word accountability and the action of accountability is the fact that the Bible actually talks about it. It talks directly to accountability. And I want to go to James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results." This verse is so direct about the accountability. Come together and be in conversation. Confess, pray so that you may be healed. There's power within those words that lay within the accountability factor in your life. James 5, it's actually, when I first read this verse, it really caught me off guard of how much it can be intimidating, how much it wants you to step out in faith and step out into the open. It's intimidating. It's scary. It takes courage. You're going to be walking outside of your comfort zone that you did not want to get out of. And what I want to do is discuss some values of this inner circle that I want us to create for ourselves, or try to create for ourselves. I believe there's some really great values and characteristics of a person that can walk into your life and help you renew your mind through this process. The first one is choose someone and ask someone to walk into your life who is mature in their faith. Who is mature in their faith, and when I thought of this, this one is massive for us. It's so important for us. See, we're not looking just for new buddies and more surface level conversations. No, when we're trying to renew our minds, we're looking for something more than that. We're looking for that loneliness, that honesty to be filled. So inviting someone who is growing in their faith, who is rooted deep in their faith, they know where to go with you when you spiritually need to be renewed in your mind, to help you have that spiritual growth in your mind through their faith in that spot. There'll be a teammate that's going to encourage you to push, to be open, to be truthful, because when the honesty and openness is there, it will help you on the inside. What I love about this honesty with this, about this person, is when they're constantly invested in their relationship with Jesus, they'll see the importance of being invested in your relationship with Jesus. They'll ask you about your relationship. They'll open up about theirs to see that you can be open about your relationship within your mind with Jesus. I recently have invited two guys into my life, into my inner circle. I noticed that I needed this for myself, and I invited two amazing guys, one named Noah, one named Charles. They're amazing dudes. One's actually helped planning a church at Western Campus, which is amazing, and the other guy, Noah, he is hugely invested in their youth program there, and they're doing amazing things. I invited these guys into my inner circle, and I am seeing the results incredibly in my life. They ask me about what I'm scared about in my marriage, what I'm scared about in church world, where I'm scared about in my faith, or even in my mind. They ask me. And I'm seeing the results of being open with someone that understands where I might be coming from. I'm seeing this in my own life, my own walk with Jesus, these two guys be invested in how I'm doing in my body, in my soul, in my mind, in my strength. the importance of this from these guys. I believe when these people walk into your life and who are grounded in their faith and their walk with Jesus is strong, your inner circle will push you past places of darkness and barriers that you never thought you would get past. They'll open up things, open up ideas, help you step through them. One of the things I love about church here at Four City North is we have home groups, we have high school groups, and I encourage you, if you want to get into one of these things, take action and step into these moments, get into these groups. Because our hope and prayer is that they have these effects on people. They will create these inner circles in these home groups where you can speak your mind, speak your heart, and they can guide you how to spiritually renew your mind. When you think of those words from James chapter 5, confess and be open and pray, think of that person that can walk into your life, who can step into these moments and help you push past what is going on inside and renew your mind through the spiritual faith growth. Another value I believe that this person needs to have is, I call it trustworthy. Trustworthy. I wanted to call Zip It. It's got some good zing to it, Zip It. But to be honest, I think trustworthiness is the appropriate word. I really do. Because when we walk into these moments and invite these people in, trustworthiness and trust is what you're going to want and need in this moment. They're going to be that person that sits there and listens. You might have to actually ask these people to step up, being like, I trust you. Please keep this to yourself. Directly put them on the spot to understand the urgency that you need them to sit in this moment to listen to you, because you're going to be sharing things that are inside you, that are crippling you, that are way too dark for you, that you didn't even think that you would get past. Allow them to see the urgency and be a friend that is going to stick close to you. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, it says, there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. When I thought of these words with trust, and sticks closer than a brother, I was like, this is perfect. Choose a friend that's going to be sticking closer to you than a sibling, who's going to know where you're at, because the last thing you need is your conversation to submerge from somewhere else in life where you did not want it to come from, where you didn't want it to walk out of. So allowing that trust and that urgency to see that's in there, it will help. Because the thing is, what I see is when it's rooted in trust, when this conversation is rooted in trust, there's this thing that's available to it. It comes to this comfort spot. It's creating a safe place for you to sit and be open and let your mind speak freely, your soul speak freely and verbally. And they'll be able to listen and walk. We all know when we try to do things alone, it's tough. When you try to do something alone, it's 10 times harder to get past or succeed. So ask this person to help you create a safe place of trust and openness. A last value I thought of when I was thinking of this inner circle was when they are rooted with their spiritual growth and maturity and helping you with that and creating a safe place for you to come and speak freely. The last thing is they need to be able to speak truth and love to you. Truth and love. It's awesome to have someone who is going to listen and just have that spot for you, but you need someone that's going to walk into these moments, pull up their bootstraps, and just speak love and truth and respect. Because let's be honest, we don't want just another pat on the back. It's going to be okay. It's just another season of life. We don't want that. We are looking for the loneliness to disappear. And when I think of this truth and love, I think of it as tough love, but that tough love is true love. That tough love is true love that they will speak to you. This true love will, it cares for your head and where your heart is at. This true love will step into these moments where you're, it's the voice of reason that you need. This true love is going to be in the times of darkness and bring you back to the light. It's also going to be the true love that will become, that will bring you back into reality when you feel like you're suffering alone. They'll bring you back into reality. See, all of us are dealing with something different inside. Whether it's the anxiety or the depression or maybe you can't get up in the morning or the phobias. We're all dealing with something different and all of us have expectations in life. We have expectations to succeed and we want to succeed. It's necessary for us to find someone who's in that inner circle who can speak the truth because when that truth and love come out, it'll turn into strength. And that strength will help us succeed when we come together. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10 says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls and the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble. I love those words, help each other succeed. They're so true and real for us today because many of us work in teams or play on sports teams and we know it takes a group of people to succeed, hit goals, expectations. So we need to create this inner circle that is going to have a friend that is going to be closer than a brother and a sibling and help us be encouraging when we don't feel like we can succeed or when we feel like we're suffering alone. Now, what I want us to understand here is you may want to jump into this, jump into the inner circle, asking someone to be this person, but I want to be very clear, please be patient. Patience is key here because it's way too valuable for you when you're trying to renew your mind. Don't be asking someone this afternoon to jump into this moment of the inner circle to see the results right away because it's going to take time. So be patient. Lean in on what God has for you. Listen to the Holy Spirit guide you into a relationship that is going to help you renew your mind. Maybe this afternoon you just need to take a moment. You need to take a moment and you just pray, God, help open up a door to someone that's going to walk into my life that can help me spiritually renew my mind. Ask God to help you open up the door to someone who's going to be trustworthy, where that trustworthiness will create that safe place for you, where you can open up and be verbal and express your soul and your heart and your mind. Ask God to open up the door to someone who is going to speak truth and love, where the truth and love will be the guidance that brings you back into reality when you think it's way too far gone. You never know who's going to walk in that door, through that door. You never know. God might just surprise you with who he allows walk through that door, and you'll find that you'll never be alone, and it'll all be worth it in the end. Listen to the song.
You know, I've been listening to and experiencing the service this morning, just like you. And Dave was actually supposed to close the service, but I leaned over and said, I want to close it today. And because I have this sense this morning that there are some of us here that are really, really struggling with the mental illness or mental health. And one of the things that I want you to know so clearly, and I hope you hear this loud and clear, that we want to be a church that will walk with you. Even saying that, I'm not even 100% sure what that means because I recognize that that can be difficult, that can be ugly, but yet we want to create this space for you to walk, to journey, to find others that you can do life with. You were never designed to do this faith journey, this life alone. You were created for relationship. But what I see happening in our culture, in our day, and in the 21st century is we are being forced into loneliness. We are living with the illusion that we have friendships because of social media. I'm so tired of hearing people say, I got so many friends on social media, but yet are so incredibly lonely. Surrounded by all kinds of people, but yet there's a depth of darkness because they're journeying alone. And maybe that's you. I can't help but imagine what a church like this could become even more so is walking into relationships, into community, into serving teams, into home groups. Sorry, I'm really on top of it. Sorry, I recognize that she was sitting right there. Sorry. That you would move into this space, that you would courageously move in to that space. Listen, you are not going to move forward without significant relationships, whether it's faith, whether it's goals, whether it's life, or whether it's mental illness or mental health or wellness. You will not be able to do it alone, and we want to create the space for you. I don't want a church that just comes on Sunday mornings and sits in rows, although that's a lot of fun. I sit in one. But we want to be a church that creates that movement for you. I love our two words, explore and grow. And you might be here for the first time, and you might be having all the questions. Has someone invited you, or you heard that there is an interview and you came and you're exploring now and you're intrigued? And I want to just say to you, keep coming. But recognize, in order for that to really take root, you have to enter into that grow zone and that zone of relationship and connectedness beyond just sitting in rows, but moving towards community, because you just never know what God is going to do in your life when you get in relationship. I'm the pastor of this church, right? I've already said that. I would not be who I am if it wasn't for my inner circle. I have my inner circle that I do life with. One is my wife. She wants to be in there. I want her to be in there. And I have two or three friends that know me and every part of who I am. My struggles, my difficulties, my doubt, my sin. And I allow them that space to speak into it. I would not be who I am today in my journey of faith if it wasn't for them. And I talk to them every week, some of them daily. And that's our prayer for you and our hope for you. Is it scary? Yes. Is it terrifying? Yes. Does it take trust? It takes all that. But my prayer is that you will be courageous enough to take your first step and let God begin to form and shape you to be the person he sees you to be. David, thank you for opening this window and this door for us. Thank you for presenting these truths. And thank you for living this with your two buddies that you've invited in. That is setting the example for us as a community that you don't do life alone. So thank you for that. Awesome job. Let me say a prayer. Father, I thank you for today, and I thank you for this space where we can have these honest, truthful conversations. God, I pray that you would, by your Holy Spirit, draw us into these truths in a way that would change us, transform us, renew us. God, I recognize this morning that apart from your Holy Spirit, and apart from relationship, and apart from some of the disciplines that we need, these renewal moments would not happen if we just didn't take those first steps. So God, I pray that we would find a way to make those steps happen today. That maybe we ourselves would be able to identify with this Sunday, that this was the Sunday where life began to transform and be renewed. God, I thank you that we could be in this moment. Thank you for your presence here today. Thank you for the work that you're doing in and through us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace and your truth. And we want to just give this to you and surrender it to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next week as we wrap up the series called Renewed.